My name is Jade Mars. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 30th, 2017. I'm speaking to Michael Carlin, who is my father, and we are recording this interview in Beverly Hills, California. Can you please tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
I was well-behaved, always did my schoolwork. I loved math. I was a math whiz. I couldn't wait to go to math class and do math problems and solve puzzles and work out riddles. I did my chores. I was well-behaved. I was not incorrigible, probably until my teenage years. I was generally a good kid, well-liked, teachers liked me, sociable, got along with people, had a good relationship with my sister, who was 15 months older than me, and enjoyed going to school. And enjoyed being with my friends and family.
Thank you. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life? What advice would you give your teenage self?
The advice I'd give my teenage self would be that I don't know all the answers, that my parents were right most, if not all, of the time, and that I should be a better listener and be more engaged.
Thank you. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned?
Yes, a couple. Always be on time. In fact, I always feel that if you're on time, you're late. So always be a little bit early, in fact. Always do what you say you're going to do. If you're going to say you're going to call someone back, call them back. Also find that it's better to do the most difficult thing first and not wait till the end to do the most difficult thing. And lots of times, difficult things are not comfortable to do, but you have to, that's just part of life, is to deal with the cards that are dealt to you.
Cool. Thank you. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life? Let's do personally.
Okay, I'm proudest, the proudest moment that I am personally was when I formally, legally adopted you, Jade. That was the most happiest, one of the happiest days of my life, and I am very, very proud that I'm your father and you are my daughter.
And professionally?
And professionally, it is that in 1981, I started this business, and 36 years later, it's grown into very successful, one of the most successful business management practices in the country.
Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about more how you started and what that was like and where you are now and how that feels?
I'd be happy to, Jade. I worked at a big company and I met two other guys and we became friends, and it was clear to me that I wanted to be my own boss, and I didn't want to work in a big company and be one of thousands of partners with hundreds of offices, which is what this company was. And we took a risk, and we went out, and we worked hard. There's no substitute for hard work. And we made our breaks. I always say you have to be lucky to be successful, but I think you have to create that success and that luck by working hard. And we made as many contacts as we could. We followed up. We had some setbacks, but the setbacks were minor to the successes that we had. And we got a lot of great breaks. And like I said, you make your breaks. And once you start representing people in the entertainment industry, which is what we do, then it's easy to represent more and other people in the entertainment industry.
Thank you.
Am I doing okay?
Yes. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Done a few dumb things, but I would say the dumbest thing I did in my life was after I got my brand new car that I saved up all the money for. I went driving with my friends in Malibu, and I was on a road, and I was going a little bit too fast, and I was coming around a curve, and I really didn't know how to handle it, and I skid into the side of the hill, and I smashed my brand new car. That was pretty dumb. That was really dumb.
Oh, no.
It's funny now. We could laugh about it now, but I wasn't laughing about it then.
Great story. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Well, when I was young, I never thought I'd be in business. I always wanted to be an architect. I always loved, like I said, I love math. I love drawing. I love calculating. And I always had an eye for architecture. My father was a builder by trade. And I thought I was going to be an architect. But my father suggested that I go to business school first, get a business degree, and then I could decide to do whatever I wanted to do, but I'd have a better foundation and a greater chance to be successful with that business background. So early on, I never thought I would be an accountant, and I never thought my whole career would be as an accountant. And I love accounting. I think it's a great profession. And it's not boring as people think it is. It's very exciting, especially the way it's handled in our company.
Thank you. Do you have any regrets?
I work really hard, and sometimes I wish I didn't have to work so hard. Sometimes I wish I could just sleep in, or that I could take indefinite vacations. So I don't know if that's a regret, but it's something that I wish I had a little more free time.
What does your dream vacation? What is your dream vacation?
My dream vacation is going to an exotic place and doing nothing, and just relaxing, getting treatments, lying out by the pool, doing some sightseeing, having no specific timeline or plan, and not thinking about what I could cram into 10 days.
Beautiful. How would you like to be remembered?
Ultimately, I like to be remembered as a good golfer, but I'm working really hard at that. I like to be remembered as someone who makes people smile, uplifts people, and just make people better than they are.
Yay! Do you think you're doing that?
I do think I do that.
Good.
Do you think I do that?
Yeah. Lastly.
But not leastly.
Do you know the story of why and how our ancestors came to this country, or your ancestors?
Yes, I do. So, my father was born in Chicago. His parents had immigrated from Russia. My father's father, my grandfather, was a carpenter, they left Russia in the just after 1910, and they moved to Chicago, and that's where my father and his brothers and sisters were born. My mother was born in Russia, and shortly after my mother was born, when she was 3 years old, her mother died after a very difficult childbirth, and her father remarried shortly thereafter, had all of these young children from his wife who had passed away, and so he sent most of the children, including my mother, to the United States, where he thought they'd have a better chance of opportunity. And at 6 years old, my mother was on a boat to the United States. Wow. And it was, I think it was 1921 was when that was. They were turned away at Ellis Island because of the quotas. I'm not exactly sure of the date. And my mother ended up going to Canada, Winnipeg, Canada, and then ultimately found her way to Los Angeles. My father then moved from Chicago to Los Angeles. They met on a blind date and got married and wanted to have family and tried to have children immediately. And they weren't able to have children so easily. They were both a little bit older. They were both about 40 years old when they got married, which was unusual in that generation. And my mother had 3 miscarriages.
Oh, no.
And they didn't think they'd ever be able to have a child, so they adopted my sister, Gail. And then 6 months later, my mother got pregnant with me.
Oh.
So that's kind of how it all happened. My father was a very hardworking man. He was beloved. I have a lot of his traits. He worked very hard. He read, never finished college because that was during the Depression, but was very smart, and people relied on him and confided in him.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Jade. I love you, Jade.
I love you.
Bye. Okay. Was that good?
That's beautiful.
Are you going to play it to the class?
Sure, you finish this part. Basically...